There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, mister.
Welcome to another episode of He Said, Ella Dijo. We are happy to welcome another actor on the upswing to our show. I always like learning about people's journeys in this industry because, you know, we get asked so much about it, and I think it really helps listeners who want to explore.
Yeah. Carlo Mendez is a Cuban-American actor, and this is a fun fact. Guess what? He is brother of actress Eva Mendez, who we love. We cannot wait to learn more, so please welcome to the show, Carlo Mendez.
Hey. Hello. How you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the show. Excited to chat with you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. That's so cool. Listen, okay, so let's start. I was reading about all about you, Carlo, and you worked at a place that I love, La Descarga, for how many years? More than 10 years?
I've been there since day one, 14.
14 years.
14 years since day one. I literally got that job. Yeah.
And can I ask you, so you always knew 14 years ago, you always knew I'm doing this as a side job because I need to work, but my passion is acting. And at some point I'm going to transition to that.
100%. I moved out here about 15, 16 years ago. And you know, the first year and a half, I was kind of like lost, like what to do. And I was working at Home Depot, and that's how I got the job at La Descarga. Cause the owners went in there, long story short, the owners went in there and they're like, hey, we're opening up a bar. And I'm like, oh, what kind of bar is it? They're like, it's a Cuban bar. I'm like, oh, I'm Cuban. They're like, oh, you want to come down and check it out before, you know, when they were building it. And then they're like, do you want to work here? And I was like, sure. I don't know anything about bartending or anything. And they're like, no, but don't worry about it. We'll train you, whatever. You start as a busser and you work your way up. And that's how I did it. And it was awesome because I worked at Home Depot for 10 years, right? And Home Depot is, you don't make a lot of money. So I made more money in 1 week working there than I did in a month and a half working at. Yeah.
As a bartender.
As a bartender.
Tips.
Yeah. And just making tips. And I remember the first time I got my tips for the week, it was $900. And the manager gave it to me in an envelope. I counted it. And I called him like, hey, I think you gave me too much. He's like, no, that's yours. And honestly, not for nothing, I cried because at that time I was kind of like jumping around place, homeless, in the car, running around, all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, if I made this in 5 days, like I got a new place in 3 months, whatever, all that stuff. It was good. But yeah, working a lot of Scargat's been fun. I'm still there.
Wow. You're still there. Oh, wow.
So, wait, but you're a bartender there, right?
Bartending Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
What is that? So this is kind of a funny segue, and I'm fascinated as of late, in particular with bartenders, because I'm actually going to launch a rum coming up here, and we're meeting with so many different bartenders and different people, and we want our rum to be backed and bartenders to be passionate. Bartenders are the gatekeepers with spirits. You know what I mean? Like, you could upsell a spirit to anybody. Oh, well, try this, because you get into it. Since you had no idea about, you didn't go to school for that, you had no idea. You literally learn on the fly. They kind of just gave you the intro to basic bartending. Did you start creating some of your own cocktails? Were you vibing with that? Were you getting that far into it?
Yeah, I was, you know, because it's fun, you know, and it's probably besides acting, of course, it's been the most fun job I've had. So like, I made this drink called Carlito's Way.
Really?
yeah. It's like it had a little bit of coconut rum within it, with a little bit of pineapple juice and some cranberry and lime juice. And I, you know, it, like the way it was colorful, the ladies loved it. So it was a big seller. It was nice and sweet, but not too overly sweet because, you know, the lime. So yeah, and it was fun. And rum, honestly, of all the spirits, I think it's the best tasting one. You know, when it comes to spirits and like rum specifically, and I'm glad that you're doing it, it's all over the world. You can make rum from all over the world. It's the only spirit, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But rum smells good. It tastes good. You know, I like tequila and all that, but tequila's got a weird taste. You know, whiskey's
I'm
only
with you.
From Ireland or something like that. So rum, all over the world. We have rum from like Africa, from Guyana, from Puerto Rico, except Cuba because it's technically still illegal and stuff like that. But yeah, it's one of the best spirits, I believe, in my opinion.
Oh, we're gonna have to send you some once we launch. I would love for you to try it. But it's a fascinating field, how bartenders have elevated that space even through the years now. I mean, there's a show on Netflix, which is fantastic, about all these bartenders that are competing to make special drinks. I mean, deconstructing desserts to make a cocktail around that dessert. Like it's incredible. And I think your story will resonate with so many listeners as well. We have so many people that ask about getting into this business. We just answered a bunch of listener questions, funny enough, on a previous episode. And that's one of the common questions. How do you get in? What's your recommendation? What's your advice? And people don't see the struggle that comes before the actual goal is attained, right? Like there's a passion, a fire that's driving you to get to your goal, but you still got to pay bills. You still have to do other things. And I think it's important for people to know it's not smooth sailing. It's not easy for everyone. You have to hang tight, have very thick skin, and keep pushing forward with your dream while doing something else maybe you love, like what you do, but to get to the ultimate goal. You know, it doesn't just come get handed. It's not handed to you.
No, exactly. You know, it's like, look, I'm always honest about these little things. And sometimes people are like, you talk too much. But I'm 45. I just have my little apartment. I'm still struggling to act. I mean, I'm still working at the bar. I remember when I did a show, Parks and Recreation, a few years ago. Somebody recognized me at the bar. Like, oh, my God, you're the guy from Parks and Recreation. I'm like, yeah. What do you want to drink? Make it, because there's a line of people waiting and I got a bartend, but thank you for recognizing me. You know, and that's the struggle with acting. It's like I've always said, you know, like follow your passion, follow what you want to do. Especially if you want to get into this world, as both of you are actors, and I love your guys' work. You know, it's tough. You have to be good. You have to be obsessed. You have to work hard at it. And you have to embody it. And you just have to really love it, because it's not for the faint of heart. You know, you get rejected. You know, so many years go by until you even book a job. It's just really, really tough, but it's worth it at the end if you really just go after it and find the passion for it.
Can I tell you something, Carlo? I'm 51 and I've been doing this for almost 30 years, right? And I've done huge movies and big TV shows, and not everybody knows who I am, but they might go, oh, I recognize her face. Oh, and within the business, people know me. At 51, mother of two, yesterday, I was putting myself on tape for something that, if it was up to me, I said, well, how come I'm not getting an offer? Are you joking? You know, I've done comedy. I've done it all. Like, why do I have to self-tape with these people to watch that I can do something that I know I can do, that I have proven that I can do? And guess what? I'm still doing it. It kills me, but I have to learn to respect and appreciate and enjoy the process. And it was interesting. I coached like I was doing 20 something years ago with a coach. And I discovered how freaking delicious it is to work at something and to try it. And I don't get it. Let me try it again. And like, I was acting. It was like going back to school. So there's a side of me that I just go, what a blessing. This is awesome that I get to do what I do. And another side of me that wants to go into a depression that I'm still doing it.
You hit it right the nail on the head. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. So, you know, it happens to everybody. It's a struggle. It is what it is.
And I think there's a fun thing to touch on that, you know, you come from a family. Your sister is a successful actress as well. It's just that. I know she's a big supporter of yours and an inspiration of yours. I know she probably, you know, helps guide you and gives you as much advice as she can. But again, another thing to show, it's not easy. It's not guaranteed just because somebody you know or your family member, even when I was coming up and starting, she was already very successful. You know, I was just starting to pave my way, and people think, well, it must be easier for you now. I mean, your date, look at your girlfriend. Nope. I'm still out here grinding, being told no after no after no. You know what I mean? It never ends. And I think that's what people have to understand. And we've talked about this before. The job is this part of it. Getting the actual gig and you're acting on set, that's fun. That's the enjoyment. You've already done the work. Now you're just having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's funny because people, like, when they find out who my sister is, like, oh my God, you're my sister's brother, oh my God. And I book something, they're like, oh, they think, oh, he got it because of her. No, what I want to know and understand is, like, she gives me advice, but never have I gotten a job because of her. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all been because of me. And it's not that I don't, I just want to show that I'm good and prove to everybody that I got it, that I can act, that I can do it. I wasn't just given a job because of who my sister, you know, is and who she's, you know, who she's with and stuff like that. I want to show and prove that I can do it, that I'm good enough, that I can, you know, be on set on time, have great energy, you know, prove that I can deliver my lines, hit my mark, all that stuff that we do as actors. And even though she's my sister, I still haven't gotten any opportunities out of it. But I want to push as much as I can on my own and do as much as I can and really work hard at it. That's what I want. And I want to prove to the world. One of my dreams, my goals is this, is I get an audition and I book an audition with Ryan. And I show up on set and Ryan's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I booked an audition on your set, bro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that I did it. That's what I want to do on my own without his help.
Oh,
that's
That's awesome. That's awesome. That. And I truly hope it happens.
That's fun fact. Rosalind started her career acting in class with your sister.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
I've known Eva for a long time with Ivana Chubik.
Oh, with Ivana Chobe, I'm back in her class.
Yeah,
They were both beginners, right?
We were starting out. Yeah, we did a couple of years, and we will do scenes together. And I will go to her place, and she will come to my place, and yeah, it was like she was awesome. I have very specific memories of Eva, like moments that we were rehearsing or just hanging out, and it was such a treat to see her just grow and become Eva Mendes, you know. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Amazing. I wish I could see, I haven't seen her in years.
Did you know you always wanted to be an actor?
I did. Even before my sister was an actress, I always did. I started watching movies a lot since I was a kid. And I remember one of the first movies I saw was this, I remember I was like 5 years old, called Tough Turf. It was with Robert Downey Jr., James Spader. My other sister took me to the movies, and I remember watching that. I'm like, oh, this is what I want to do. I want to make movies. And then I saw another Harrison Ford movie, Indiana Jones, and I was like 8 or 9. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he's been one of my favorite actors ever. But I've always known since I was a kid that I want to do acting. But I was on the other side of the world. I was in Miami. You know, in Miami, as I'm sure you guys have been there, it's more of the Spanish world and it's not the same. And I was out there, you know, raised out there, and I was just stuck working, you know, jobs, Home Depot and stuff like that. And long story short, I was like, all right, I'm going to become a cop. I'm going to do something in my life. Took the test. And I remember if I was going to go to the next step, and I'm like, if I do this, this is it. This is, I'm going to be a cop. It's going to be a career. So I packed all my stuff up, told my mom I got to go, and drove all the way to California and started acting out here.
Wow.
Do you speak Spanish, Carlo? Are you bilingual?
Yeah, sí.
Perfecto. Okay, okay. Do you don't want to do anything in Spanish?
The thing is, my Spanish is so Cuban, is so specific that when I try, if I try to do more neutral or Mexican, it doesn't come out good. And my interest isn't so much in Spanish. I want to do more in the English world first. Then, you know, maybe I can do some stuff in Spanish. Pero el español mío está tan cubano que si pienso hablar con la gente, dice, ¿qué pasa aquí? ¿Por qué cubano?
I love it. But you know what? There are parts in Spanish television. Y estoy hablando de
Isn't William Levy have just a Cuban accent?
Yeah, but he's a super neutral right now because he went to Mexico. But like, can I tell you something? If you decide, and this is just me throwing it out there because I think there's fabulous content coming out of Argentina y España y México
Y stuff.
Chile, like really incredible
She's done
stuff.
Some great, like great content.
Incredible
out of Mexico,
stuff. Out of Mexico. And I was the same. I was like, I don't want to, I just work in the English market. And then I tasted it and I've done two things in Spanish and the quality is unbelievable. And this is what I feel with us, right? And the same thing, I'm very Puerto Rican. My accent is super Puerto Rican. But if I go to Mexico for a couple of weeks, you absorb it, you know? Like, yo puedo ir a la República Dominicana y parezco Dominicana en un dos días, you know? So I think if you get out of your own way and you say, you know what? It's not something that I've ever done, but I speak the language, I have an accent, but I'm just going to go there for a couple of weeks and see if my ear can create the same rhythm. You know?
Yeah, that's interesting. And that's something, like you said, get out of my own way. And it's one of my fears. It's like, oh my God, to act in Spanish. Now, I've done some stuff in Spanish, like my Parks and Recreation. You know, I had some Spanish stuff there. My movie Demise, there's a lot of Spanish stuff that I do. It's scary because you're acting in a whole other language, you know? So it's scary, but it's something that I definitely wouldn't mind if it's really good. It's just all the little Spanish stuff I've been asked to do has been like it's been more like Mexican, very Mexican stuff, which I it's hard to do that accent of it.
Do you ever feel, because I'll tell you, like when I started, I had a little bit of a hang up, but I would never do a soap. And then of course was the first job I got was a soap. and I resisted. And I don't know if you have that same sort of mindset where you're just like, I don't know about doing something Spanish or novella. I don't know if, you know, make sure. But only, and I only say this because, and I'm not here to give advice about anything, but one thing I've learned is that work begets work. And the more open you are, and even in the Spanish market, if you're like, I just want to, I might consider it if it's on my own terms for something that I love, that you really like. So you open that door and you never know, maybe a great opportunity comes. And I don't know, I think you've done soap as well, right? Have you done soaps, US soaps?
No, you haven't? I've auditioned. I went to producer session for it was Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, that was my show.
So I went there and I auditioned with one of the leads, and I remember I was in a little theater and they had everybody there and I was like, oh my God. And I'm a terrible auditioner. I get really nervous because that's it, you have one shot. And I went in there, I kind of like flubbed the words a little bit, and as soon as I did, I'm like, I'm not getting it. And I didn't get it. But yeah, I've had, oh my God, with Mark Tessner.
The your casting director you're talking about?
I've gone to him a bunch of times for a bunch of different soaps, and I've gotten really far. I just haven't booked it, and it's scary to book that too because I know there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, look, I always, again, I just go back to the same thing with Latin market or even in soaps. I was so afraid of getting into a space, and you always feel like I got to prove myself to get out of this space. But the truth is, I feel like our business has evolved and opened so much to talent to cross every single genre or platform within this space. And I truly mean, like, I think work begets work. And if you're out there and you take the opportunities that speak to you, great things will come of it, you know? And hopefully that, you know, whether it's a US Open or you work in Spanish or whatever, you'll just be happy. You'll keep growing as an actor, which I love.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important. Like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Let's talk about Demise. That's your latest project.
Yeah, that's my latest project, Demise. Yeah, so that's the way it's being described, it's like a new sexy noir thriller. It's directed by Yara Estrada Low. It was very good and challenging. We shot in 17 days.
Wow.
And it's my first feature lead in a film. And I really enjoyed it because it was a challenging, because my character, he gets entangled with another woman while he's married. You know, his wife finds out without giving away too much. There's, you know, some twists and turns, some crazy stuff that she does. His character led her to do what she does. And it was good because it was challenging, because I wanted to make my character likable, where he wasn't just a douchebag, gaslighting her, lying this, doing that, all this stuff behind her back. But it's a very interesting film. It's got some good twists and turns, and I'm very excited for it.
And I hear it's getting a lot of buzz on the festival circuit too, right?
Yeah, it's been getting a lot of buzz. And, you know, it's funny because I've been trying to promote it as much as possible. I made little postcards. I don't know if this is bad or cheesy. I'm learning all this stuff. Little postcards with Demise on it. And I'm passing it out at work. Since I've been there for so long, I tell my regulars, hey, man, just watch my movie. Tell me what you think and I'll give you a free shot if you watch it and you show me that you watched it.
That's grassroots, baby. Yeah, grassroots. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's been getting a lot of buzz, you know, a little bit of here and there and stuff like that, and just promoting it. It's like the little engine that could, you know, it's a small little team, independent team, trying to push it and get people to watch it.
That's fantastic.
So where can we watch it?
Oh, so it's on Amazon, Vudu, Roku, Apple TV, most of the streaming networks.
And it's out now.
And it's out right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. We're going to check it out tonight.
This is exciting.
This... No, don't watch it wrong, kids. It's rated R.
Oh, really? Okay, it's hardcore. Was there anything in this movie that you did for the first time as an actor? You're like, this is a complete, I'm like, you had to dig deep and like, you're going, wow, okay, this is hardcore.
Yeah, good question. I did. I had a lot of emotional scenes because there's a few things that happened to my character. And then there was some emotional scenes of me just breaking down, just getting angry and just going berserk. And I enjoyed doing that. I actually did, you know, and I found myself to get to that place real fast because, you know, things happen in life. I have a brother of mine that passed away. So it was easy to get to that emotional place that you got to get to. But yeah, quite a few scenes. And I actually enjoyed it. I was like, oh my God, am I a masochist? Because I enjoy being this way on set, you know? But yeah, it was fun.
Can I ask That's you awesome. What happened? If you want to talk about it, if you don't, just say, Ross, I'm not interested. What happened to your brother?
No, it's okay. He throat cancer, passed away. It's going to be 8 years this month.
Wow. Yeah. How old?
He was 53.
Oh, my God.
Smoker or anything like that. Yeah, 2016 passed away. Yeah, my older brother, yeah.
It was not a smoker, you said?
No, not a smoker. He would drink here and there, not a smoker. But, you know, cancer got him. And with a year from he was diagnosed to the day he passed away, like a year went by. It was pretty quick.
So that's fast.
Yeah, it was super fast.
And
yeah.
Married with kids?
Yeah, married with kids. He had four kids, a couple of different baby mamas. but I'm married with kids and everything, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where do you fall in the- I
use that, you know, when I need to get into an emotional or angry scene, I use that, you know, it's like it's what I have. So, yeah.
How big is your family? You have how many siblings?
Yes, so it's a little confusing all over the place. So I got like 18, 19 nephews and nieces.
Wow.
Five sisters. Had my brother, and yeah, I have a huge, huge family. I still have cousins I meet all the time.
Five sisters?
I didn't know it was five sisters and you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's three sisters on my dad's side, two on my mom.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Dad's side.
And Eva and you are from both parents, mom and dad.
No, only from my dad. I'm the only one from my mom and my dad. I don't have full. Yeah, I'm the
really?
Only one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's
right.
That's
We're
a movie.
A lot.
That's a movie right there.
But a little bit more interesting. So my dad got a woman pregnant, leaving Cuba before all my other siblings. So I got like six technically, but I don't really talk to her because she's in Cuba. So yeah.
So your dad was a mover and shaker. There's a few out.
but he's older now. So I would say he's ready. He has to calm down.
I feel like I have a similar situation with my dad. I have my dad's passed now, but I was an only child. I have a half brother from previous marriage from him, but I feel like there are definitely quite a few others out there that I just don't know.
You think so? No.
Well, I know for a fact in one way, because my dad, we're going way off topic, but my dad was like a sperm donor. So I know for a fact I have siblings out there.
Oh my
for
God.
For sure.
Oh my God.
Like for sure. He and my uncle were donating, and I mean, guaranteed I have siblings from him out there.
But I have a cousin who just found out about his kid like 10 years ago. And they got in touch with him on Facebook and he found out 20 years later. Now he's known for a few years. But 20 years later, I guess he got a girl pregnant here, but they had to move out of LA when he was like a teenager. And this is way before social media disappeared. And I guess she looked for him. She's like, hey, so-and-so, you know you have a son out here. And he was like, what? And he had like a 20-something-year-old son. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine if you get a phone call or an email one day saying, I think I'm your brother, or I think I'm your sister?
It's very possible. It's very possible. My dad was a mover and shaker for sure outside of that. So, I mean, like...
Four wives. Four marriages. Wives.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad had four as well.
We have that in common. So what, you know, in the world of what's next for you, if you could pick the type of role, do you... gravitate? Are you open for everything? I mean, you've done Parks and Rec. Clearly, you've done comedy. What speaks to you the most? Is it hard drama? Is it comedy? Is it romantic comedy? What are you thinking?
So that's a good question too. I feel like drama kind of comes easy, I guess. But where my heart is at is comedy. I did a show also with Real Rob Schneider.
Yeah,
and it was so much fun to do. So I love comedy. I like making people laugh, and when you make people laugh, there's just something nice and warming about it. And I'm open to being goofy, looking dumb, shaving an eyebrow, knocking out a tooth. I don't care about all that stuff. I'll do all that stuff. So it's comedy. Drama comes pretty easy, but comedy is where I think it's really at for me. But it's hard because I don't get really looked at as a comedic kind of actor. So
yeah, no, I get it.
I see it.
Yeah, but it's hard. Yeah. You know, you're a good looking guy and it's hard. I think in general, there's such a type to comedy sometimes that they immediately will look over you thinking, oh, they can't be funny. But the truth is all types of people can be funny, and all types of people, however they look, have different ways of bringing comedy.
It's, 100%.
You know, I think we're seeing that change again more and more. I mean, look, and this is not trying to stay in your sort of family circle right now, but you have a guy like Ryan Gosling, good looking guy, goes and crushes and gets an Oscar for, you know, a comedy.
And he really is that funny in person.
A nomination, I should say. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah,
conversations that I would have with him, he comes out with these stories and these things that I'm like and laughing my ass off. He's just really that funny. And I think that's his niche too. He's found it. Like, he's done more comedy in the last few years, but he's just a really funny, funny guy like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's possible for anybody for sure.
We wish you nothing but the best, Carlo. Thank you so much for doing He Said Ella Dijo. And I hope Demise opens many, many doors for you and you continue your path to amazing success.
Thank you, guys. And if you come to the Scargo, please let me know. I'll take care of you guys. I'm still there for now. You know?
I love it.
I'll bring by the rum, too, when we launch.
Hey, good luck on the rum. If you need any advice on it as well, you know, just let me know. And you know, I can give you, you know, a little bit of my advice and help and stuff.
We'll have you come up with a celebrity cocktail. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carlo.
Guys, I appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, bye. That was a lovely conversation.
How sweet is his demeanor, and he's beautiful.
Yeah, amazing. He's a
good looking guy. Yeah.
Great personality, just good energy, like you said. And I love, this is one thing I do find, not just to talk about our show, but I do think it's very fun and special about our show, right? It's not just, you know, yeah, we've had, you know, he's a working actor, but we've had Matthew McConaughey, we've had Eva, we've had very, very high level actors, higher even than, you know, myself or whatever, just like big actors on the show. And then we have actors that have been right in the middle. We have actors that are coming up. And I love hearing stories about actors coming up. You know, this is a guy on the rise, a star that's on the rise. He has a great movie coming out on big platforms, clearly talented, but it shows and it helps educate our listeners on the real journey of being an actor. It's not just rainbows and butterflies, you know, it's a grind. He was living in a car at one point, you know, I never even went through that. Like that's fascinating, you know, to come from that place.
Yep,
so
it is.
It's wonderful for our listeners to hear that.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. We love you.
And if there's anything you want to talk about again, please send it to our DMs at @HeSaidAyaDijo or email us at ericandroz@iheartradio.com. And we will get back to answering more questions. Until next time.
Bye.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandroz@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.